You're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good. We have many great air personalities throughout the country and world on Faces of Success. Tune in for the best gospel, R&B, and hip-hop, blues, and rock on your station that makes you feel good.
FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, DJ TJ. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the show on today, and we're going to have a great show as always. We have an exclusive interview with Pierre. So, we're going to go ahead and get the show started with some music by Chris Brown. It's entitled, Sex You Back to Sleep. And once we get done with that, we're going to come back for our exclusive interview.
You're listening to DJ Tanisha.
The 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Awards Ceremony. Saturday, June 4th through Monday, June 6th, 2016. Nominees and performances by Evelyn Champagne King, Johnny King, GQ, Troop, Climax, Victor Orlando, Roy Hamilton Jr., Club Nouveau, Richie Rich, Lamar Lubin, and more. All hosted by Gail Scott King and Big Mike Robb. special guest appearances from Earl Young, Khalilah Ali, Sherry Gordy, Joe Levy, and Ziola Gay, with special honors going to Marvin Gaye and Robert Franklin Brookins. Tickets available now. Group rates available at facesofsuccessradio.com. You can book your room now using our group code RADIO. The 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom, Reno, Nevada. For more information, go online to facesofsuccessradio.com. Brought to you by Faces of Success Radio.
You're listening to DJ Tanisha.
This next song is by Kiki White. It's entitled Fall in Love. To the show. I'm your host, DJ TJ. Well, like I promised you guys, we were going to have our exclusive interview with Pierre. Hey, what's up, Pierre? How you doing today?
What's up, TJ? You got me all, I done got in the bed and got all snuggly after that song.
Well, I want to thank you for accepting the invitation to be on the show on today.
Sure. No problem at all. Thank you for having me.
Well, I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners and give them your social media and website information.
All right. It's Pierre. I'm Pierre, the light-skinned comedian, the one that brought light-skinned brothers back before Barack Obama and before Terrence Howard as Luscious. That was me first. You can catch me on Twitter at Comedian Pierre, that is P-I-E-R-R-E, or Facebook Comic Pierre, or Instagram at Comic Pierre, one word. So there you go.
Well, you guys need to make sure you check out his social media and see what he's got going on. He has a lot of things going on. I know he has a new web series about to come out, so go ahead and tell the listeners what they can expect from you.
Well, not only out, it's I moved to Atlanta from L.A., so y'all know, I don't know how many listeners you have in Atlanta, but if y'all know about Atlanta, you know it's a hot mess. So it's called Dating Pierre, and it's about me dating different women out here in Atlanta. And you can just imagine some of the dates I go on. And it's a written show. It's not a reality show. It's actually scripted. It's like 10-minute segments of funny things that happen on dates. And I date all type of women, anywhere from hood rats to divas to church girls to white girls to handicapped girls, you know, transvestites. It's all kind of stuff happens over there. You can just, we're in Atlanta, so you know, Atlanta's like that. It's off the chain like that out here. So it's just a lot of – it's a really funny, funny web series. It's not, in fact, it's out now, getting rave reviews. We're trying to turn it into a TV show. And once you see it, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's made for it to be a TV show. It's on YouTube right now, and it's called Dating Pierre, D-A-T-I-N-G-P-I-E-R-R-E. Dating Pierre, 7 episodes. Get your laugh on. I'm telling you right now, you watch the first one, you're going to be sold for the rest of them.
Well, you guys make sure you check that out. It sounds like it's a great show. What would you say, I guess, on that show, what would you say the most highlighted date would have been?
I mean it sincerely, though. I'm not even afraid. All of them are. I mean, they all are off the hook. The thing about what I decided to do was I wanted to give something to my fans that was not censored. I could say and do whatever I wanted to do. And we literally did and said whatever I wanted to do. I mean, there is crazy, over the top. You might not want your mama to watch it, or you know, your church members to watch the movie. I mean, the web series, because it's crazy. But it's full of laughs. And I can't really say, because I put it out there, and people give me comments all the time, and it's not like one particular date they like the best. It's like certain parts of dates they're like, man, that was wild when y'all did this, or that was funny. My favorite one is number 2, date number 5. So seriously, just watch the first one. I tell people like this, watch the first one. If you don't like it after that, you ain't got to watch no more. But I promise you one thing, you watch the first one, you're going to be caught up in it. You know, I mean, everyone's watched all of them. Everyone who I've talked to have watched every single one of them. No one has said, I only watched the first one. It's cool. Nope. Like, man, I fought that first one, brother. I had to watch the rest of them. So, you know, and you can imagine dating in Atlanta. I don't know if you knew. Come on now. DJ, you heard about Atlanta? You heard about Atlanta?
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes, I have. Well, it sounds like it's an amazing show. So you guys make sure you tune into that. I wanted to go ahead and ask you, when did you know that you wanted to get into comedy?
Well, I started, as a kid, I used to put on little shows for my parents' company when they used to come over the house. I used to always get dressed up, act a fool. And my parents really encouraged me, too. They would, have all their friends over. This is back in the 70s. They'd be smoking and drinking out, you know, around the house. They'd be like, boy, do something crazy for us. So I'd go in the other room and come up with some kind of clothes, outfit, and act funny in front of my parents and their company. And when I was in high school, I'm from Washington, D.C., Maryland, D.C. area. You know, Eddie Murphy was all the rage at the time, and I was like, you know, I want to do comedy. So I didn't really know what to do, but when I was 17, I went to a comedy club to see if I could break in, and went in there and did my thing and came up with Martin Lawrence, Tommy Davidson, Dave Chappelle, Wanda Sykes, Monique, Earthquake, Ashley Larry. We all came up together, and I saw them being successful, so I moved to Hollywood, and from there, Robert Townsend saw me, and he put me in a movie called Baps. And there was, and then I did also, they have Comedy Jam and so forth like that.
Well, it is truly a gift. I mean, you have a gift, and it says that your gift will make room for you. And so for you to be able to go out there and make people laugh and capture the stage, that's a wonderful thing. A lot of people can't do that, and you're very natural with it. And so you're using your gift in the right way. I guess, who would you say have been some of your inspirations in comedy?
Really my father. My father was really funny. I actually wrote a book. It's a book called My 100 Homies and Phonies of Hollywood. It's about my experiences in Hollywood and the celebrities that I met. But the first 35 pages it's about, you know, my up, you know, coming out there and doing what I do and getting away from the business for a minute. And then after that, every chapter is a celebrity. So you can actually just go pick out what celebrity you want to read about. But I talk about how funny my father was. You know, he was really fast with his humor and quick with it. And I remember he would have like comebacks that were so fast and clever. I used to think that the conversations that he had with people, that they were already planned, because I was like, there's no way you can come up with that fast, you know, comeback. That's perfect what you just said in your conversation. You must have planned that conversation before. And then as I got older, I learned that I had the same wit, you know, and just the fastness. So, you know, I would say him. There's some people I like that you guys might not know. He wasn't really famous. A guy named Rodney Winfield. He'd be an old guy with a sailor cap and a tuxedo. Of course, everybody always picks Richard Pryor and all those kind of people. You know, that's kind of staples. But I like people who are kind of off the beaten path, like Bill Hicks, or a white guy named Bill Hicks. People who say something, you know, who up on stage and actually say something, make you say, It doesn't have to necessarily be the funniest thing you ever heard, but make you say something, you know. Like, I mean, they say something, make you think. I like that a lot. So comics that do that kind of stuff is my thing.
Right, right. And what would you say has been your most memorable performance?
Some people like the joke I did about being shot at McDonald's equally, you know, that joke there, they like that. But then people like when I came back in Halle Berry and Baps, you know, they were like, oh, that's so funny. You did, you know, Halle Berry. I mean, I was so nice that you came back with Halle Berry, so made me cry and all that. But then people say, man, when you got to the door and How to Be a Player with the cowboy boots and cowboy hat, that's my funniest thing I've ever seen. So I don't know, you know, I mean, with my, you know, it's really, I don't really have one. It's just what people tell me they like the most, I'm happy about. Now, I did shoot 3 movies. I don't know if we're going to talk about that, but I just shot more than 3, but I got 3 movies I just finished, a trilogy. And we did a heck of a job in that. It's a horror comedy, and it's called Slice. It's part 1, part 2, and part 3. Now, that is off the chain. That, when that comes out, because right now that's what I'm in the middle of doing the artwork for the it's going like to Netflix and so forth. But that is going to be one of them cult classics. Them 3 are going to be cult classics. It's going to be in your DVD collection. I really believe that, because the humor is off the chain in this thing. You know, because the movies y'all saw me in, How to Be a Player, Baps, remember, I didn't write those movies. I only did a little bit of whatever I try to sneak in my own personality or my own little jokes here and there. And the cool thing is people like the jokes I snuck in. Like, oh, man, when you did it like How to Be a Player, I was supposed to answer the door with just my underwear. I was like, nah, that ain't really funny. Let me wear a cowboy boot and cowboy hat and whipped cream. And people like that. So these are movies that I get to do everything I want to do. Say what I want, do what I want to do, just like my web series. So, and the web series, like I said, is being the reviews. If you read down the comments, ain't one diss. Everyone's like, man, this should be a TV show. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen in a long damn time. You need to put this on TV. So my 3 movies, I think, are going to really do something for me as far as my best performances. It's really off the chain. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure that you guys are going to love the movie trilogy. Like you said, it's great. It's amazing. And go ahead and give the listeners who may have just tuned in your website information and your social media. Sure. That way they can take a look at everything.
They can go to my Instagram. It's Comic Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E. My Facebook is Comic Pierre. You have to follow me. I'm off the chain on Facebook. I mean, I'm really off the chain on that. You know, if you follow me, you'll see. And my Twitter is Comedian Pierre. I'm mostly on my Facebook page. But I've been so busy, you know, touring and trying to get these movies out and stuff so forth the right way that I haven't really been crazy on social media. But now, you know, you go to my Facebook page or one of those, and you'll catch me. And I'm loving the engagement I have with fans. That, you know, people don't even realize how I really am until they engage with me on these pages. Which, you know, with most stars, they have a perception of you, and then they get to meet me—not meet me, but see me on my social media page. Like, man, you're so cool. You go, hell, you're crazy. You actually smarter than I thought you were. Like, what? You know, like, really? Or you really get into heavy issues or political, whatever it is. I'm like, yeah, well. You know, it's just, you know, haven't seen me do that, I guess, in movies. So it's kind of cool with social media and you know. But if I come to your city, come see me perform.
Yes. I mean, you are hilarious. I mean, I saw the different ways you're versatile in your acting as well as, you know, with your comedy. And so you're really, really gifted with that. What would you say you want your legacy to be and why?
So cliche to say this, but it's so true that I pretty much did it my way. I mean, I really did. Now, that's one of the things that held me back, too, because I tried to do it my way. If I would have went around with that status quo and did what everyone else did, then, you know, maybe things would have moved a little differently. But at the end of the day, I do feel good that I do it my way. I mean, I do it, and I don't mean I'm not a team player, but, you know, I just know what works for me, and I stay with that. And I really, you know, try to hang in there and do what's right for me and don't compromise, you know, who I am. You know, again, I've seen artists do it left and right. You'll be like, wow. You know, and it's so funny in this business. Sometimes you'll get like a record company or something, and I'm just making something up, but they'll say like, why don't you wear little mini skirts and high heels? And that's, you know, like, that's not really me. That's like, no, that's how, you know, you should sell yourself. That's not who I really am. I'm more, you know, I'm more suited. You know, I wear suits as a female, or whatever it could be. No, high heels or whatever. And then you do that, and then your shit bomb, and then that record company cuts you loose. Now your image is fucked over. Now here you are trying to redo your image again. And they don't care. They're on to the next person. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow, that's toe up, man. Now this person, you know, wasn't who they really were. So with me, I try to stay true to who I am, and I've had opportunities to get stuff and do stuff. I said, nah, that ain't me. That's not. I don't think that'd be a good thing to do. Some people call you difficult for doing that, but I'm like, well, why can't I just believe in what I want to believe in? What I believe is right for myself. Let me die on my own merits. Let me go down on my own merits. So I went away from Hollywood for a little bit. And then that's why people haven't seen me in a while. I went away for like 6 years, bought me a house, just wanted to, you know, just to get back to who I, you know, was as a person before I got caught up out there being a fool. And I've come back in the last like 4 years. And, you know, I have to start back over again because you're not hot no more. You got to start at the bottom. People don't know who you and blah, blah, blah. And the changing of the guards with people out there and executives and stuff. So you got to reintroduce yourself. But that's why I decided to write my own book, do my own web series, make my own 3 movies. And now people are like, oh, hold up, man, you're more accomplished than we thought. Let's bring you into meetings now. So now I'm getting agents and lawyers and managers want me. I'm like, all right, so this is a good time for me, and I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm glad people like my humor, actually miss me, you know, say, man, you need to be in more movies, man. We need to see you again. Well, all right, well, I'm bringing you these movies, you know. I'm bringing you the stuff you want to see. So, you know, that's where we are right now with it.
Okay, well, if you can speak to a listener that's out there that may want to get into the entertainment industry or do comedy, what would you share with them with your experience?
Do not. I would say you're going to have to give it 110%. You know, I don't know. I tell people it's almost like the dope game, you know. Do you really want to be in it? It looks flashy and stuff, but on the outside, but inside, it's a hard grind. You got to love it. You got to want to do it. You got to believe in doing it. That this is what you want to do. You got to be willing to sacrifice damn near everything. I mean, everything, family, friends, everything to be in this business because, you know, it's hard to have both, you know, not to come out there the first and have both. It's not say it's impossible, but it's hard. It's hard. And I know people who have, you know, have a day job going to school and want to be a comedian. Nah, brother, that ain't going to happen, man. I know some people who sleep on floors to do comedy and, you know, certain breaks that happen because you're waiting for your break. You may be talented, maybe not be the most talented, but if you're out and available and that break comes and you're ready to capture it, cool. But if you're busy going to college or having, you know, a job and a family, the chance of that one break hitting you at the right time is so slim. You know what I'm saying? So I would say be willing to sacrifice everything. Now, you understand now, when you do that, if it doesn't work out, it's on you. You're grown. You know what you did. Ain't no need to be crying. It is what it is. And so I would say that because you got to want to do it even when it ain't working for you.
Well, that was well said. I think you do have to have that passion and that availability because sometimes it's that one opportunity that's for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
I want you to go ahead and give your Hayes, your what's ups, and your shout outs to your friends, family, and followers.
Well, since you're global and everything, I want to say what's up, South Africa. all my friends are watching The Wiz right now, damn it. but I do want to shout out to all the cities that come out and support me doing stand-up comedy. I mean, they're really, really cool people. And if you ever come see me, you see I'm a very much of a people person. I come out in the audience. I come out to the people to talk to them. I'm not one of them kind of acts that just stay in the back and don't want to say nothing, get to my limo, go back to my room. I love engaging with my fans because truly, and I mean this truly, I am no more special or better than you just because my job is different than you. You know, if you're a plumber, I need you to do plumbing work. You need me to tell you jokes. So we both need each other in this world. So I don't ever think of myself better than the next person because of my job or I make more money than the next person. has nothing to do with anything of me being a better person. So, you know, it's never a problem, you know, getting autographs and pictures and stuff from me. I don't mind that. As long as you have your camera ready or I'm not getting on a plane, right, put a foot on a plane and you're trying to stop me from getting on a plane. But, no, if you see me out in public, approach me. Just say what's up. A lot of people are scared because you're famous. Like, I'm not that dude. I would never embarrass you like that. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. And, you know, I just say what's up, you know, if you see me. And tell me you heard me on the show. You heard me with DJ TJ. You know, then that'll work for me.
Well, I want to thank you again for being on Faces of Success Radio. I'm going to go ahead, listeners, and end this segment with a comedy segment from Pierre. And then when we come back, I'm going to give you some music by Troop. It was entitled Love Section.
What's up? Mike, let's do this. We're going to have a good time. I live in L.A. now. They need a subway. They got too many people out there begging, hitchhiking, waiting for rides. I hate hitchhikers, too. Fellas, next time you see a hitchhiker, do me one favor. Do what I do. See him, like, pull past him, like, 50 yards. Pull over and run to your car. Like, hey, man, you all right, my brother? You all right, man? You pretty cool. You all right, man? You all right? Soon as they get to your rear bumper, pull off. And I think, what the hell? 25 more people do that. He'd be where the hell he want to be at. They could be like, thanks, man. I live right here. You all right. My house is right here. Thanks, man. Number 19. Thank you, man. He ain't got no car. He can't catch me. I need the money, that damn pay me. I need the money bad too, man. Phone bills kicking my butt. I called the 1-900 numbers, man. Once, I only did it once, man. You know, the 1-900 is like foreplay, 1-900, you know, for the women to talk to you and get you sexually aroused. I called one up last week, man. You know that stuff costs $4 for the first minute, 99 cents for each additional minute for some woman to talk to you and get you sexually aroused? I called up some lady, that lady that stuttered. She called me $415, y'all. They talking about, baby, what you want to do? I'm like, what you want to do? Hurry the hell up, man. Talk to me, baby. I go and buy some booty and have change for that kind of money. You know what I'm saying? I love you, LA. I love you women out here. But women are so fine. I'm glad it's getting cold. Oh, man, I'm glad it's getting cold. Yeah, because the fashions, man. I'm glad biker shorts about played out. Because sisters, you have some beautiful bodies, but all y'all can't wear biker pants. Hell, just because your girl look nice, don't mean your ass will go down. You know what I'm saying, fellas? So, yeah, one rule, women, if you're not sure you can wear biker pants, it's one rule. It goes like this. If your stomach is bigger than your ass, you can't wear them. Fellas, you talk to women, hey, girl, you got a nice, healthy ass stomach. I don't know what you're asking. Yeah. I saw this girl in the mall, man, today. I ain't seen her since high school. Fine little girl. I ain't seen her since high school. She had a child with her, too, man. Cute little girl. I didn't know she had a baby. I said, girl, what's up? I didn't know you had a kid. How old is your baby? She said, my little Shantae, she's 34 months old. So I'm standing there thinking, how many times is 12 going to 34? Okay, well, how old is this little girl? I got time to add to track. Break it down for me, baby. Yeah, one, two, break it down for me. I ain't got no time. Yeah. You know, I read in the paper some stupid stuff, y'all. This homeboy got shot over his $130 pair of tennis shoes. Isn't that the stupidest thing to do? Think about it. If you shoot a brother over his tennis shoes, you ain't guaranteed a sure fit. Whatever you shoot him, his shoes too small. And he walk around with 130 hours of corns on your feet and can't shoot no ball with them. And I know about being shot, y'all. I got shot a couple years ago. Yeah, man, hang on my boy, think I'm cool. True story, I got shot 3 times. Shot in the hand, the calf, and in the back. Run in my mouth, my fellas. I'm in McDonald's, I ordered some food. We walked out to my car, we jamming, having a good time. Think about what party we want to go to. All of a sudden, his brother approached her. He started talking trash. Now, with my boys, I'm going to talk trash back. I'm like, what's up? What's up? What you want to do, huh? What you want to do? The guy pulled a gun out. And I said, hey, what's up? Bean pie, my brother? He said, nah, bean pie, shit, pow, pow, pow. And he started shooting, and everybody just ran. And I said, oh, she shot me in the leg first. Running the pile, like, oh, this is crazy. It's crazy. I'm running, everybody's running. I'm trying to get back into McDonald's. You know, they locked the door, man. I'll be so serve me, my go to the drive-thru, the click. I'm like, oh, he's gonna run it, I'm running, my heart just beating. Like, oh my God, he's gonna kill me. He shot me in the back, pow, like, oh no, don't kill me, he shot me in the hand, pow, like, ow, like, hey, you with the gun. I ain't down here, you can spend the bullet right equally. You ain't been shot. No, you ain't been shot. God bless you, I'm out.
To the show. This is your host, DJ TJ. You're listening to Faces of Success Radio, and I want you guys to know we just had the great experience with Pierre. Make sure you check out his website and social media information. Thank you again for tuning into the show. Be blessed.